The Nakusp Ski Club Association is looking for support to ensure the community can enjoy Summit Lake Ski Area for years to come. Board member Dave Madden appeared before the RDCK's Slocan Valley Services Committee on September 4, seeking an increase in taxation to cover rising insurance costs. The club has a mandate to provide the best quality skiing that we can at an affordable price, but unfortunately we don't see how it's possible to make up the losses that we're seeing by increasing ticket sales alone, Madden told the Valley Voice. We're hoping that the regional district can help out with that through taxation. Nakusp Ski Club Association is a non-profit volunteer-run society. For about 20 years, the RDCK has been providing funds to the association via taxation. The contribution service was established to cover insurance costs, which have been rising steadily since then. But in the last 4 years, costs have jumped substantially. In 2021, insurance costs were just over $25,000, said Madden. And in 2024, they were just over $36,000. And it's adding up for the ski hill. At present, the revenue generated falls short of the expenses, and it has for at least 5 years, said Madden. About 30% of revenues come from School District 10, he said, which makes contributions to the association for students to ski each winter. The contributions cover tickets, rentals, and lessons for 3 days each winter. The ski club really wants this to happen, and takes it very seriously, said Madden. Other revenues come from season passes and day ticket sales, but the hill has been running at a deficit for at least 5 years. Madden said the hill did have surplus funds built up from 60 years of operations, but those funds have been used to subsidize recent years and are just about gone. We need to look at ways to support ourselves, and our taxation ask is one way we can. We are hoping for some assistance from the broader community to support us. 3 municipalities and 2 areas in the RDCK contribute to the ski area via taxation. Nakusp, $5,251. New Denver, $2,124. Silverton, $981. Area K, $8,831. And a defined portion of Area H, $2,814. Paid a total of $20,000 in 2025. The association is $16,000 short, but it's too late to adjust taxation for this year. However, Area H Director Walter Popoff and Area K Director Teresa Weatherhead tentatively agreed to offset the association's insurance costs via the RDCK's Community Development Grant, $4,500 from Area H's pot, and $13,500 from Area K. The association will have to apply for the grant and follow due process, but the directors have extended the offer. This was news to Madden, who said it was very encouraging to hear they want to support the ski hill. It felt like most of the directors see there's good value and good return to the community for the tax that's collected, he told the Valley Voice. Directors passed a motion for staff to prepare an information report on how taxation may be increased to support Summit Lake Ski Area in 2026. The report, which will include detailed financials, will be presented at the November meeting of the Slocan Valley Services Committee. Renos and New Terrain. Though funds have been tight, the Nakusp Ski Club Association has been able to renovate the lodge thanks to grants and in-kind donations. Lodge renos include exterior envelope and cladding upgrades, new energy-efficient windows, insulation and new siding for energy efficiency and weather resistance, replacement of roofing, fascia, and soffits, new ventilation and appliances in the commercial kitchen, and structural repairs to the oldest part of the lodge. The outside covered deck was also rebuilt and made bigger. We've been able to save a lot of the character of something that's been there for 60 years, said Madden. 10 years ago, the intent was to replace the entire lodge, but with rising building costs, renovations were more feasible. Work is ongoing and is set to wrap up early December, before the ski season. The association is also at work expanding the terrain above the hill. The new area will be set up for human-powered ski touring. The society will host its annual general meeting on September 16 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the lodge. Come out to check out the Renos, hear an update on the past year, and look forward to what's ahead. Everyone welcome.